So last night here on The Ralphie Show, we were chatting with Ed Sheeran, and Ed went out of his way to break an exclusive story on the show regarding his buddy from One Direction, Harry Styles. Take a listen.
I saw him in LA about 3 months ago. He went out on his day off and spent like $2,000 or $3,000 on Domino's pizzas and drove around for the whole day just giving it to homeless people. And I think that's an amazing story that people should cover.
It is a good story, and I'm glad that we had a chance to cover it here on The Ralphie Show. I mean, Harry Styles, I guess this isn't the first time he's done this, buying pizza at Domino's and just handing it out to homeless people throughout Los Angeles. Chris Brandon is a spokesperson for Domino's. He joins The Ralphie Show now. Chris, what was your reaction and Domino's reaction when you first heard of the story?
Hey, Ralphie, thanks so much for having us on. I found out about this about an hour ago, and our reaction is that Harry in One Direction gained a few more fans today, certainly from people here at Domino's. We think this is very cool, and it's just really neat that Harry thought of us. We're honored and flattered, and really a cool thing that he did.
Now, I'm assuming by your response that this is the first that you've heard of this. I mean, obviously, I'm sure it isn't every day that an 18 and 19-year-old walks into a Southern California Domino's and drops $2,000-$3,000 on pizzas. Harry's a fairly recognizable face as well, but nobody from that Domino's district at all contacted you guys about this?
No, Ralphie, we actually found out from you.
Okay.
To be honest. One of the coolest things about it is it sounds like Harry kind of didn't do this for, you know, publicity, or kind of do this so that everybody would find out. So, you know, we kind of found out exactly the same way as everybody else has, and that's part of what makes it cool, and it kind of actually goes hand in hand with a lot of the people at Domino's and a lot of the things we try to do around here, because we have a lot of, you know, great franchisees and people that represent our brand all over the country that do things like this for the community all the time. And if we don't do it looking for credit or publicity, we just do it because it's the right thing to do. And it sounds like Harry really kind of mirrored that with what he did. And we just think that's the coolest thing that he involved us.
Absolutely. We are talking right now with Chris Brandon. He's a spokesperson for Domino's about the story that Ed Sheeran broke to us last night regarding Harry Styles buying Domino's for homeless people throughout Los Angeles. The connection has been made, Chris. Do you think you guys now will perhaps reach out to One Direction and try to form some type of partnership or sponsorship or whatever?
All we want to really say, though, is thank you to Harry for, again, involving us in such a cool thing that he did, and we just think it's the coolest thing in the world. And my understanding is that Harry and One Direction have plenty of fans, so I'm not sure if they need many more, but they certainly gained a bunch more today from us here at Domino's, and we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, again, you could go back and check out the story online. The video's up on the Ralphie Show blog of my chat with Ed Sheeran. Chris Brandon, spokesperson for Domino's, thank you so much for the time. I know it's the busiest time of year for you guys now with the Super Bowl now, right?
Indeed, Super Bowl Sunday is our biggest day of the year, so we're all gearing up for it. But this was such a cool thing to learn about. We certainly are happy to take the time to publicly thank Harry and also thank you for, you know, making this known to us. So we'll get back to getting ready to put on a great Super Bowl Sunday for our fans and customers, but we really appreciate you having us on.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ralphie.